robots. There'll be rockets, rocket launchers, an air cannon, and one of my personal favorites, the Mentos and Soda Pop experiment.
The city's cultural development director, Megan Wilden, says visitors to this week's Third Thursday can expect those things and more. Sampling the tastiest food and drink Pittsfield has to offer may be overshadowed by the focus on math and science, and by one particular attraction that's brand new to the monthly event. The inflatable 10-foot-tall, 16-foot-diameter portable planetarium from the Berkshire STEM Pipeline Network will be on display. Dr. Christopher Himes is the program manager for STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, at Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. It's part of a statewide initiative to encourage kids to seek studies and careers in science-related areas. He says it will be a new experience having the general public inside Star Lab, which he described as a big silver duct-tape dome.
We're going to look at constellations and talk about what this night sky is going to look like at 10 o'clock on Thursday night, and be able to talk about the constellations and positions of the stars and a little bit about what astronomy is.
There will be 25 stands set up along North Street for visitors to interact with local companies and organizations, including General Dynamics, SABIC, and the Berkshire Medical Center, which will showcase an exhibit on robotic surgery. Himes says those in the STEM partnership are used to sponsoring academic events like career and science fairs, but being part of Third Thursday will be a different atmosphere with a broader audience.
It's really to show that science is this interactive process, and it's not just something that you have to learn from a textbook or something, that there's cool things out there, there's cool things that we can do. So this is to give families, kids, parents, adults, a taste of, what is science and what's happening in Berkshire County.
SABIC's global headquarters for innovative plastics is based in Pittsfield. It was the developing force behind planning the day's events. Spokesman Jason Forget says company volunteers will lead unique hands-on experiments.
We'll be giving attendees the chance to play with a non-Newtonian fluid, also known as Gooblec, which is a unique material made primarily of cornstarch that behaves as both a solid and a liquid at room temperature.
Wilden says she expects anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 people to flock to downtown Pittsfield for the street festival. She says jobs and careers not usually associated with science and math will show how the fields affect almost every aspect of our lives.
There'll be firemen talking about the science of fire prevention. The Pittsfield Police Department will be talking about the science involved in their work. The banks will be talking about, math, how important math is.
The combination of the different demonstrations, activities, and experiments may have an interesting effect on those who come.
It's going to bring out the inner nerd in the best possible way in everyone.
While past Third Thursdays have featured themes specific to each month, like baseball or under the sea, Wilden offered her idea for a future theme. She would like to add the arts to the STEM formula, making it STEAM.
The arts component helps train people to be very curious, very creative, and very disciplined. And that just really infuses these other career choices with the kind of creativity that will make for really amazing discoveries and leaps forward.
Thursday will also feature performances by Mad Scientist Jazz Ambassadors and the Science Music Roadshow, along with a screening of the 1980s cult classic film Weird Science at the Beacon Cinema at 7:30. The event runs from 5 to 8 p.m. in downtown Pittsfield. More information can be found at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.